Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey,
hi.
Hi. Welcome to International Medical Relief. How are you?
Good.
Great.
Good. Wonderful. We are really excited to have you all. I am going to have you all mute your phones. If you could just take a minute to mute your phone, that would be great. I hear a little bit of static in the background. And that would be a huge help. Thank you so much for doing that. So today we have a few times where we're doing some introductory calls to our organization, and these are primarily geared to help to share with you a little bit about our organization and to answer any of the questions that you might have about who we are. So we gear it towards very, very basic, so if you've not been on a trip with our organization in the past, this is the perfect call for you. Should you have to get off of the call early, this call will be repeated again in an hour and also tonight. So there's a lot of opportunity there for you, and we'll also get a link to put for you on our website as well. Or actually post it to your team's Facebook pages. So if you're not on your team's Facebook page, you want to make sure that you get on that page as well. So welcome. We are really excited to have you. My name is Shauna King, and I'm the founder of International Medical Relief, and I am very excited to share with you a little bit about our organization. Our organization does dental and medical trips in the acute care setting. We work in about 50 countries and primarily do about 30 trips a year to different countries around the world. So we really work towards gearing everything for our volunteers. We want to make sure that we work all times of year to accommodate you all and also go to a lot of different varieties of locations. So we hope that we have an opportunity that fits within your schedule and time frame. And we also have trips that vary in cost. So we have some of our signature trips, which are a little bit nicer accommodations, and then we have some more rustic and adventurous trips too. So we try to make it so that there's something for everybody. Our trips are an all-inclusive opportunity. So we provide for you all the ground arrangements and international flights, and we can help you also if you want to book your flights independently. So we have two different types of flights that we offer. One is a subsidized flight, and that is where IMR subsidizes passengers to help us to carry our supplies in-country. In the past, we have tried to ship items ahead of time, and it's really hard for the items to arrive and coordinate directly with the team. So we bring everything in for our trips with the team. There are some locations where we actually have some supplies in the field, but the majority of our trips, we bring all the supplies with us. Alternatively, if you don't want to go that route, you can fly, and we will try to help arrange it so that you can meet the team either in transit or right at the airport at a similar time. Or if you'd like to extend your stay or come a little bit early to see some of the additional sites in the country, we offer that opportunity for you as well. So there are prices on the website. When you go to look at your trip, you will see the trip cost. There's two costs listed. One is the one that includes the subsidized airfare, and the other trip, which is the published cost, does not include your flight. If you have any questions about what those costs are, if you need some additional help, there's another tab. It's the second tab called Flights, and it gives you a little bit more information about the trip. All of the in-country arrangements, food, housing, transportation, clinic registration, pharmacy supplies, government approvals, all of that is taken care of in your all-inclusive costs. The only costs that you would need outside of that are going to be anything that you want for souvenirs, for preparations, your vaccinations, your passport fees, and visa fees if they are required in that country. And also insurance. So for anybody that's working in direct patient contact, you will want to make sure that you have malpractice insurance. And we also recommend travel insurance and evacuation insurance. So those are things that you want to note. But our opportunities are a great price point for everybody. So if you're looking for something in particular, let us help you. We do go to the same countries and have different opportunities available. So you will see on the website that we have some countries listed twice and they're different prices. That's because the accommodation and time of year will be different prices. So the higher the price is during a peak season or when the team is at a hotel, so the accommodations are a little bit different. A lot of times we get questions, why IMR? What's different about our organization and what makes us unique among other humanitarian organizations? So I totally respect that there are a lot of organizations that are out there that are doing this type of thing. So I'd like to share with you a little bit about what makes IMR unique. One of the things is that we are a non-discriminatory organization. So we have volunteers and patients and staff from all different backgrounds, from religious backgrounds, from ethnicity backgrounds. So all volunteers and patients are welcomed and valued in the IMR clinic. We truly believe that healthcare is the main purpose for our humanitarian organization, and we provide care and comfort and medical relief to all of our patients, irregardless of any of their religious beliefs or cultural beliefs or ethnicity. One of the things that makes us unique among our competitors is the continuity of care. IMR has created long-term relationships in these communities that we work with, and we really pride ourselves in being able to continue to go back to those same countries. Our clinics themselves provide acute care medicine, and so what we do is we are a healthcare, we provide temporary health care in communities where there's limited or no access to health care, but we help those communities by working with them. We have relations with the hosts. We follow up with patients in those communities. We want to make sure that they're getting the proper care. Patients that come to us needing chronic care, we want to loop them into systems that exist for them, and we help support those communities on a long-term and sustainable basis. One of the things that makes us unique in terms of that continuity of care is the training component for our community health education and sustainability. So we empower patients to stay healthier through our extensive community health education. And we go ahead, and you will see this when you're in clinic, but we teach local people. Sometimes there are interpreters, and sometimes there are leaders in the community. And we teach them different techniques so that they can provide health training in their communities in the absence of IMR. So IMR provides all the materials to them, and we really work hard to make sure that we want to empower these people to take health care into their own hands. So it's one thing to give them the medicine that is needed, but it's another thing to really engage them in understanding and learning about the diseases that they have and helping them so that they can live healthier lifestyles outside of the team. In terms of safety and security are our number one priority. We really work very hard to make sure that we select locations that are tourist locations where you would otherwise want to go and travel outside of an IMR trip. We work with the Ministry of Health and the local districts, and we provide clinic locations that are not in direct conflict regions or zones. That's because our volunteers are a priority for us, and we want you to feel safe and comfortable in providing care. There are many competitors out there that do go to active combat regions and conflict regions, and there is a great need in those areas. That is not our mission, however. And if you are looking for an organization like that, we would be happy to help you to identify an organization that does that type of work. Similar to outbreaks, if there is an E. coli outbreak or a particular outbreak, that is not our specialty. However, we do have organizations, again, that we can recommend for that type of care. We provide very intensive training for our team leaders and we have a board that has a safety and security committee on it, where we really make sure that we work hard to ensure that our clinics are safe and a safe place for you to go. We love to look at all the different aspects of the clinics and the communities and make sure that we are serving everybody to the best of our ability. We work with a lot of local medical professionals as well, or bring medical professionals on board. A lot of our interpreters in locations that we go are medical students, because we're trying to help to pay it forward and leave our knowledge and information behind with them. IMR is very proud of our fiscal responsibility and our transparency with our donations. The donations that you get go directly towards the trip that you will be on. We operate on a 1.5% general administrative and overhead expense, which means that 98.5 cents of every dollar that you donate goes directly into your trip. So this is what helps to provide the patient care that the patients get and a lifetime opportunity for you and for all of our volunteers. So we're very, very proud of that. We have a page on our website that you can go to that talks about our fiscal responsibilities and our transparency. On that page, you can print up a breakdown of all of the trip expenses and trip fees. So it gives you the exact percentages of where your funds go. You can also download for there our tax return and our annual report, and we also publish our financials on that page as well. So make sure to check that out and look at that for your future. We're really excited about that. In terms of our trips themselves, our trips, we try to schedule about 9 months out. So if a trip has already passed that you are interested in from the beginning of the year, we will start to publish our 2018 January and February trips here in the coming months. Sometimes we have providers that are seeking an opportunity with a greater time frame, more like 12 months out, and we can certainly help you if that's the case for you. So just contact us and let us know, and we can give you an idea of what's coming, what's ahead. Our clinics are threefold. They are acute care clinics that have a medical component, a dental component, and a community health component. Those are the three types of formats that drive the basics of what our clinics look like. When you go into an IMR medical clinic, sometimes there are communities that are already waiting for us when we're there, and sometimes we arrive before the community and we set up our clinic. In our clinics themselves, we start off with our registration process, and then we move into our triage area. And in triage, we want to identify the heightened weight and the chief complaint of each of the patients that we're going to see. From there, our triage volunteers will determine the best place for those patients to go. We have a number of different stations that we run alongside of our clinic area. Those stations include a respiratory station where we give nebulizer treatments and we give inhaler treatments, albuterol, that type of thing. We have a hydration station. We hydrate using oral rehydration salts as well as IVs. We have deworming stations where we look at particular communities and what is needed in the community in terms of their water sources. And we work with the World Health Organization to identify if we need to deworm a community, and if so, what are the age restrictions for that. We have OBGYN stations where we often are able to do family planning, women's health, and other issues for families. We have a wound care station where we're able to do minor wounds and major wounds, depending on what is there. When we have specialists that come on our trip, such as a physical therapist or an acupuncturist or a psychiatrist, we will open up a station that specializes in what that volunteer is trained and capable to do. So sometimes you'll have a specialty clinic that's just on a trip where that might not be on a different trip if you repeated a trip with IMR. Then we have our clinic areas for our doctors, and we'll have the dental clinic area, and we'll have the medical clinic area. And the medical clinic area is where the patients are triaged to the doctor or a nurse practitioner or a PA. And here, they will be able to get diagnosed and treated for a condition that they have. So they will be able to get a full examination with our provider staff. From there, those patients will be directed to our pharmacy if they need a prescription. We also carry with us a lot of over-the-counter medicines. And then the patient will leave the clinic area, and there will be other opportunities for the patients if they want to engage in other things that the team is doing outside of clinic, like the community health education classes. In terms of our dental clinics, first goal is meeting the greatest needs of the patients through the urgent and emergent care. This is done through performing examinations and consultations, extractions. Limitedly, we do restorations depending on if the dentist has the equipment or capabilities to do that. We treat a lot of abscesses, and we also can refer patients for suspected oral cancers. Initially, we want to relieve the oral pain and the infections from the untreated dental caries. Secondly, and of equal great importance, is the long-term sustainability of good oral health and hygiene practice. And this is what's conducted through the restorations, if we have them, otherwise sometimes sealants and cleanings, fluoride treatments, and just the basic oral health and hygiene instructions, giving them toothbrushes, looking at the local tools that they have available, and helping to teach them how to care for their mouths. Sustainability is a key component of our clinics that's conducted throughout every component of our clinic. Our nurses themselves do a lot of well care examinations, and they do a lot of treating and talking with patients. When we have a patient that comes into clinic with dry, itchy eyes, for example, the nurses really talk to the moms and investigate why that is. Is it because of dusts in the air? Are they walking on a dirt road where they're getting something in the air? Is it because they're just dehydrated? If there are some kind of allergies, what does their housing situation look like? Do they have a dirt floor that they're sweeping? Are they cooking indoors where they're with a coal fire or another fire where there is smoke? Do they have pets in the house? If they're getting a lot of infectious diseases that maybe come from mosquitoes or other types of bugs, do they sleep with mosquito nets? Do they understand where they're getting these things from? So the nurses are really key at helping to explain to these patients what they are getting, what are the causes of those, and how we can help to eliminate those things in the future. So that's kind of an overview of what that component looks like. The pharmacy itself is a great staple for our clinic. It's a foundation. There are a lot of communities where culturally it's expected that the communities get some type of gift for coming to clinic. In IMR, our belief is that knowledge is our gift. However, there are some things that we do to help them in terms of pamphlets or brochures on our community health education topics. We also give vitamins to moms and make sure that they understand that that's exactly what they are. They are not placebo medicine, but they are vitamins to help help them to sustain their nutrition. And we very much value the pharmacy and that component of what our clinic looks like. Most trips that we have average 5 to 6 days of dental clinic in medical clinic. There are some trips that are 7, but that's very rare, only for a longer trip. In general, the clinic days are 5 to 6 clinic days. There is travel involved as well, and there is some culture and some touring also that we like to do. One of the things that's really fun at IMR on the trips is just getting to experience the local culture, the local food. You're meeting a lot of the people. There's a lot of fun things. Many of you have seen our Facebook albums where you can go into our Facebook page so you can see all the wonderful and fun things that we do. And we also like to highlight different culture in the country. So if there's a UNESCO World Heritage Site or other historical site that exists, we really want to make sure that we're able to highlight those as well. Sometimes our trips are short enough that we don't have a chance to see a lot of those, but that's why we really encourage our volunteers to extend their stay so that they can take advantage of seeing all of those wonderful things in that country. We will work with you with your flights to make sure that we can get you the best value. Sometimes it's not cost effective for you to fly with the team. It's much less expensive for you to go directly to the location from your home city. We want to help make this the best value for you. We understand how much you're giving up in terms of your time away from your family, your time away from your work. And so we're very grateful for all of that and look forward to helping you however we can so that this is a successful experience for you. One of the things that we're really proud of at IMR is our brand new continuing education component, where we are working very hard on amazing continuing education courses where medical staff, doctors, and pharmacists can all get continuing education credits. So this is an exclusive opportunity that is offered to us that will help you to access some of your CE funds for the trip. And we have an organization that we have partnered with to help us to give you some training so that you can learn a little bit more about how it looks different in the field to provide care than it is here back in the United States. One of the questions that I often get is, who can join an IMR trip? And the answer is, everybody is welcome on an IMR trip. You do not have to be medical. We value friends and family. If you are traveling with friends, we want you to be able to fly with your friends, room with your friends. There are a few trips that we have where we have group housing, and in order to stay with just maybe a friend or family member, there may be a supplemental fee for that. But otherwise, you know, we will tell you exactly what those accommodations look like ahead of time so that you know what that looks like for you, particularly you know, on those trips where we have hotel stays, sometimes we have triples in the rooms. Obviously, the boat on the Amazon, it's girls on one floor in hammocks, boys in the other. Villas at Songsa, they are group housing and big family villas. We can always accommodate you if you are flying and traveling with friends and family, and so we'll let you know what that looks like. When I say all are welcome in clinic, you'll notice on your application that you're required to give us, if you are a medical professional, a certain number of items. Your license, we verify your license, your passport, your diploma, those types of things. Your area in clinic and where you will be working in clinic is determined by our ability to validate your credentials. So while everybody is welcome on an IMR trip, if you are a provider and you do not provide us with an active, valid license, you will not be giving direct patient care. So everybody is welcome in clinic, and your role in clinic is determined upon our ability to provide validation of your credentials. So if you have non-medical family or friends that are wanting to experience something like that, we do a lot of projects in the field. We've done seed projects. We've done sanitation projects. I've brought my children, and they do camps with soccer balls and baseballs with kids. I think it's a great experience for young children. I have 5 boys and started bringing them when they were 3 years old. So I think it's a great opportunity to share with family and friends. So we always encourage you to be able to do that. In terms of our trips themselves, if you go to our website, our 2 main things are to give and to go. So giving is when people want to support the organization, and we have a partner program that allows them to help to do that. Go will help you get started on your trip, and we talk there about our student groups. We talk about the different types of roles that people play in the field. There's also an example of what it looks like, a sample itinerary in the field, and just what our clinics themselves are about, what we treat in clinic and what we do in clinic. Once you are officially on a team, we have a number of different types of ways that we get information to you. First and foremost is that we have these monthly calls. So the first Tuesday of every month is just a general introduction to our organization. And the second Tuesday of every month is about how clinic operates and our provider protocols. Both of those are great opportunities for you to learn in greater detail about what these trips look like. When you are applying for a trip, if you apply more than 4 months out for a trip, you will not be getting as much information from our organization until the trip nears. Once you are within 10 weeks of your trip, you will be getting regular information from us via email. We have several documents that we want for you to be able to read through prior to your trip, and those documents are provided to you. We are also working on a method to upload those into your account page. That has not quite happened yet, but we are getting closer and closer to being able to do that. So you will be getting regular emails from us as your trip nears. In terms of payment, your trip is not confirmed with us until you have paid 50% of your trip fee. That will reserve your space on the team. So if you received a letter that said that you were accepted to be on the trip, that is merely a note to let you know that we have reviewed the information that you have already provided to us. Once you pay 50% of the total due, your reservation with us will be confirmed, and we will be able to book your hotel and your flight. This gets very important. If you are booking your flight independently, please make sure to still pay your 50%, as we have our ground crew working on reservations very far in advance, and we don't want you to be put at a different hotel. We want to make sure that you're with the team. There are also a few trips where we have restrictions in the number of people that can attend, so we do want to make sure that if you have a particular trip that you know you're going on, that you let us know as soon as possible. If you are fundraising for your trip, all you need to do to be considered a trip member is to, once you reach that 50%, but let us know that you're fundraising. If you're fundraising through our portal, that is an easy way for us to identify that you are actively fundraising for your trip. When you go into your application, you can set up customized ways to pay for your trip. And that looks in a lot of different ways. We give you a portal where you can actively fundraise and send an email out or a link out on Facebook or any other social media venue. And you can have family, friends, and acquaintances donate directly to you on your behalf. It takes very little time to set up, and all of those donations go directly into your account. You can also set up a payment plan for how you want your funds to be paid. Some people want maybe $500 a month or $1,000 a month, or they want $100 a week. It's up to you. You can customize your payment plans however you would like. Again, once you reach that 50% mark, that's when you will be considered part of the team. That's when we can help you with giving you more details about the trip. We do not disclose exact city locations in our trip promotions, and that is for your own safety and security. We ask that people do not post those things on social media, and we do not do that either. We continue to work, as I had mentioned earlier, in a lot of the same communities over and over, and we want to respect the integrity of our security protocols for future teams. So we do ask that you do not post that information. You will be given an itinerary with information about your trip as the trip nears its departure. We also set up a Facebook page for our teams, and we do that to help you to get acquainted with the team and also to give you a lot of information about the trip ahead of time. As the trip nears, that Facebook page will be closed, and only people that are confirmed for the actual team will be able to access that page. Up until that point, everyone is welcome to access that page. And to do that, you will want to friend me. My name is Shauna Vollmer King. And when you friend me, you just want to send me a message to say you would like to be added to the group page for your trip. And just give me the country and the date of your trip, and we'll add you to that page. And that's a great place if you want to extend your stay to meet other people. You have the opportunity to do that. As you get closer to your departure, usually the week before your departure, you will be given a roster for your team. So you will be able to see who else is on your team. That information is confidential, and it does not have a lot of particulars about your teammates. After you return from the field, we will give you a roster with everybody's addresses and email addresses, but we don't want that information being leaked in the countries and where we go, because sometimes innocently people will leave it in a location where other people can have access to it. So we give that to you after you return. When you go to our trip page to look at the different trips that we offer, you can see there's different ways to sort the trips. So you are able to sort by date or by region. If you're particularly interested only in Africa, you can select a filter for Africa. 2017, we've decided to do our year of festivals. So we coordinated a lot of the locations that we normally travel to with particular festivals that are going on in those countries. So if you're interested in just a festival, you can look at that as well. So there are lots of different ways that you can look at the different trips and view them online. And after you select a trip, when you click on it, it will give you all of the details about that trip, the dates, the cost, about the trip, the mission, and there will be a way for you to apply online or request information at that point in time. Our office is located in Denver, Colorado, and our warehouse is located in Loveland, Colorado. So we work between these areas. We're in the Mountain Standard Time. So if you contact us, feel free to do so. We are always happy to help accommodate calling you back if you need to talk during the evening hours. We totally understand that as professionals, there are certain times of year that are going to be better for, or certain times of the day that are better for you to talk than other times. If you let us know when is a good time for us to set up a conference call, we would be happy to have you do a special call just for you. So we're really, really excited about all of the wonderful trips that we have coming up. We have a full opportunity for our spring with our spring trips, leading right into our summer trips with opportunities across the globe for all of our volunteers. And we're really hoping that you choose IMR. We know that there's a lot of organizations out there when you're looking for an organization to choose, and we're really excited to have you work with our organization. At this point, I'd like for you to unmute your phones, and we're going to go ahead and open the call up for questions. Remember, this call is for all of the volunteers who have expressed an interest in any of our upcoming trips. We can talk a little bit specifically about your trip, but you will also have calls for your team specifically, and just so that you know. But we are here to answer any of your questions. There's no question that's a bad question. So if you're thinking it, it's likely that others are thinking it too. So with that, I'll go ahead and open it up, and please feel free to jump in and ask any questions that you would like.
Donna?
Yes.
My name is Marilyn Foote. I'm going to Rwanda on the end of May. Could you please give me your email or your address again? Could you spell it for me and tell me when should I do that?
Okay, so you're going to Rwanda. Yes. And you wanted to know when you do what?
Well, you had mentioned when the time is cut off, I think, for the portal and donations, fundraising. I didn't quite catch it all because you can't rewind yourself. But it was something like, then you can go ahead and email me.
Sure. Thank you for the great question. So in terms of the only thing that is cut off is the Facebook page.
Okay.
The Facebook page at the time, you know, as you near the trip, when we know people are no longer going, we take them off. So that Facebook page is a private page, and it's exclusive just for your team. But
okay.
Everybody is welcome if you're just looking at a trip to be a part of that, because it's a good place to find out information. And then once it nears the trip, it's just it is cut off just to those team members. In terms of payment, you will need to pay your 50% at least 12 weeks before the trip's departure in order to be considered for the subsidized flights. However, that doesn't mean that you cannot join after that point in time. And if you do have a payment plan with us, and only for people with a payment plan, then you can have your last payment 2 weeks prior to departure. But you need to have the payment plan in place already on our website. We ideally ask and we send you a note to pay your 50% at 12 weeks out, I believe another 25% at 8 weeks out, and then the final remaining balance at 4 weeks out.
Yes. I plan on paying up my 50% by probably this weekend. I was hoping for some more fundraising, you know, people to fundraise, but I'm not good at this, so I'm going with my friend Charlotte Lesby. I believe you've spoken to her in the past.
Yes, we have. Thank you so much. We're excited to have you join the Rwanda trip. And if you have more specific questions about it, feel free to reach out to our office so that we can help you.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, great. And then one other quick thing. I'm sorry, I don't want to take it up. The insurance, malpractice, did you say evacuation?
We recommend medical evacuation insurance, and you will get a detailed email about that as your trip nears.
Oh, okay. All right. Because I don't know where to go for that, but I will definitely, you know, call the office to get recommendations.
Great. We can help you with that.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure. Others?
This is Dr. Madamba, and I'm planning on going on the trip to the Philippines.
Great.
I'm not sure. I've as old as I am, I've attempted to try to work on the computer a little bit, and I'm not sure where I am with it as far as did I actually get. I got an email from you, so I guess you do have my email address, but, as far as my life.
Sure.
And all that other stuff. Can you hear me?
I can. I can hear you.
Okay.
What you can do if you are having trouble with your application and you need some assistance with that, please contact our office and we can help you with that. You can just give us a call.
I think I've done it. I just don't know whether you have all the information you need. I know, I mean, I haven't given you my license and all that stuff, because do I just need to mail copies of that in, or how do you want that?
Yes. Are you a dentist?
Yes.
From Tulsa?
From Tulsa.
Yes.
And my daughter is going to probably going with me, and she's a hygienist out of Dallas.
Oh, I'll send you an email. And,
okay.
We will make sure that we let you know everything else that you need to provide to us in order to complete your application.
Okay, because I want to try to get with her here towards the end of the month. And between, you know, she's a lot more savvy as far as the computer is concerned. And I thought, you know, we'd get together and try to get everything done by the end of the month.
Okay. Yeah, well, we look forward to having you with us in the Philippines. Thanks so much.
Okay. And I also have some, you know, as far as equipment and that sort of thing, Are we going to be able to do any kind of restorations at all?
Yes, I have a full list of dental equipment and a document on our dental clinic areas that I'm sending to you right now. I have the email pulled up, and I'll send you all of that information.
Okay. What about, you know, like I was in the process. I've shut my office down, and unfortunately I got into a situation where they were tearing the whole complex down, and so I didn't have an opportunity to really sell my practice. So I've got equipment that I've been donating here and there and everywhere else, and I didn't know what, you know, what some of the things that you might need.
Right.
And how do I get it? And how do I get it to you?
Okay. Thank you so much, Dr. Madamba. I have an email up, and Amy and I are going to reach out to you after the call.
Okay.
Okay,
thank you.
Other questions?
Hi.
Go ahead.
This is Carla Banning. I'm a nurse practitioner and a surgical first assist, and I'm signed up for the Nepal trip. And I'm just wondering what types of surgical services we might be able to offer.
Thank you. That's a great question. So we have two trips this summer where we have a hospital that we partner with. One of them is Nepal and one of them is Ethiopia. And so we have been able to give surgeons the opportunity to connect directly with those facilities in order to work in those clinics. In terms of international medical relief, what we will be doing is we will be doing the acute care clinics. So if you would like for us to put your credentials forward to the hospital, I can connect you directly with them, and you can see what type of work you could do.
Excellent. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Sure. No problem. Thank you. Other questions?
Hi, this is Sarah Arndt. As far as the NPs in the acute care clinics, are we allowed to practice at the top of our license and act more as a provider, or
yes,
are we
absolutely
more into the nurse role?
No, nurse practitioners, physician assistants, providers, and residents are all providers in our clinic.
Okay, great.
Absolutely. Other questions?
Oh, this sounds wonderful, all the planning. This is Shoshana calling from California, and I'll be going to the Philippines in June. I had a question about with your trips, and since you have about 30 planned every year, how many of your volunteers are repeat?
That's a great question. We get a lot of repeats. It varies depending on trips. Sometimes they go together as a group, and then sometimes they continue to go individually. There's not a firm makeup for it, but I would say close to 20%.
Hmm. That's really good. That's excellent.
Yeah, for a lot of people, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and for others, they like to go, and they go on. We've even had some that go on 10 trips.
Oh, okay.
Other questions?
Hi, this is Esten Littleboy calling from Grand Canyon, Arizona. How's it going?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Hey, I'm looking at the Vietnam trip, so it's a little ways away. I'm currently in advanced EMT, and I didn't quite understand your response to the woman who had asked about working within our licenses. Is there a supervising position at clinic that we're working under as the EMS providers?
Yes, you would be working under a supervised position. That's correct.
Okay, so there'd be standing protocols that would shape how we treat patients and where we fit into the clinic makeup?
Yes, absolutely. And we have a call. It's actually next week this time. It's 6:30 Mountain, 8:30 Eastern. And that is our call where we review our clinic and our provider protocols and our clinic protocols. So that's a really important call. And
okay.
That is led by our medical board, our chair of our medical board, Amy Dortheim, and a couple of our chief medical officers. And they go into greater depth about what those particular roles and clinic operations look like.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Other questions? All right, I wanted to go ahead and make sure that all of you have our information so that you know how to reach us, because I know that I'm one of those people that as soon as I'm up from the call, I'll get three more questions. And our email address is admin@imrus.org, admin@imrus.org. And our phone number is 970-635-0110. So we are here for you. We want to make this as easy as possible so that we can help prepare you for this amazing journey, this experience of a lifetime. We hope that you are able to join us. We're excited about our trips that are coming up. We're excited about having you with us in the field. So your services are of great need, and we value you. And thank you so much for joining the call. We look forward to having you. We are repeating this call again in about 12 minutes on this same line. So if you'd like to join us again, you're welcome to. And again, tonight at 8:30 Eastern, 6:30 Mountain. So otherwise, have a great day, and we look forward to talking to you. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.